Good morning, Dr. Rob Kiltz. How are you doing? Another awesome and amazing day in the universe. Learning it as you're living it, and the real key is loving it. That's right. Loving life. The key to life, the key to Genesis, the key to change, the key to improvement, the key to a new foundation is learning every single day. That's right. Reading, writing, painting, singing, dancing, listening to others, watching others as you are learning ways of life. What and how do you want to enliven, envision, encompass the great encounter of your life? Right? The great encounter of your life is through learning as you're living. Not sitting around watching the television or looking around for something to fix you. This is really about ways to grow in learning new, awesome, and amazing ways in life. We are here to learn new, awesome, and amazing ways of life. And you know that it is an up and down challenge, for life has gifted you and I the most amazing creative natures of the universe, and simply we are here to love it through life. So maybe the real word is to start with loving it. That's right, loving it. Let us love it. And the breath and smile is to love life. In all ways, in every way, in every day. As you're getting up and going around and meeting and greeting new people, exploring new thoughts to vibrate new things. That's right. We are explorers of the universe. We are the explorers of the universe. How are you exploring your life today? You're right, there's the same old rigmarole, the same old day, the same old path. We get in that rut. And sometimes you have to climb out of the rut to make a new path as we're learning each and every day, new ways, new days, new things, new thoughts. For you and I are the creators of the universe. We are the sole creators of this universe. That's it, my friend. And through creation, life unfolds in amazing ways. We need to simply be here to love life. Love life. Learning in life. The creative nature of life. And the wow and the wonder of life. This is the most amazing life we live. You know that. You know that. I know that. We know that. For God knows that. It's simple and easy. This is the most simple and easy universe. For God has created you and I in amazing ways. This amazing day, today, as we share these words, remember, life is a sentence that goes on and on. But when we think of a life sentence, we think of solitary confinement, we think of jail. So maybe it's not the life sentence, not the life paragraph, not the life page, not the life chapter, the life book. This is your book, your life, your way, today. Really quite simple and amazing that we are creating in this day. The simple, most amazing way of the universe is through God's life and love. You and I are part of what God has to gift to each of us. for the universe always knows the better way. The universe always knows the better way. For God always says, thank you for this day, for this life, for this way, for this amazing, amazing, amazing challenge, change, creativity. That's it. Challenge, change, and creativity, because we are part of the creative nature of the universe, God's nature, God's way. It's really quite simple. I know how hard it is for many of us to contemplate opposite and different, but life is full of opposites, full of difference, full of amazing imagination. We each are part of this great grand universe today. Living it through learning it, and the most important part is to love it. The most important part is to love it. Love it is the key. Your health, your wellness is your responsibility. And when we keep on doing what others have taught us, but it still is not working, that is the time to change the path. To seek and learn a new story, a new way, a new life for the new day. The philosophers of the universe were actually the first scientists. They bring the theory of creativity, of the newness of the way. They're the ones with the visions. They envision something so different, so amazing, that you and I often cannot believe the truth. For the truth, as they say, shall set us free. And freedom is in simply thinking differently than we've been thinking. For the universe always, always, always knows what it's doing. And we are part of the universe. Isn't this the most amazing concept idea? What is it you wish to create this day? It's not to fight others, but foster newness in that ideas that even the pain brings us. The key to life. To arm thyself with creative change and newness through learning new ways, new things, new times, new days. And through living it, loving it, learning it. And you can mix these words up as any way you wish. Remember, though, that you are the creative nature of the universe. You are the one to make it happen, and it is only an idea. The truth of life is through only one way, your life and day. For God knows the day, the way. For how does life happen? It happens because you live it. No one else is living life but you and I through God's faith and love. No one else but you and I through God's faith and love. We are the creative ones of the universe. If you and I, through our life and our time on this planet, are not enlivened with creativity and change, well, my friend, no one else but you and I. So today, what mistakes are we going to contemplate and try out today? Which ones are we going to make the mystery journey, the mystery challenge, the mystery creative way? Let's learn something new today. Let's live some new way. And most importantly, let's love something new today. Remember, the key to Genesis, the key to the foundation of the universe to change is through your thoughts, words, ideas, and ways. a blessing to you, my friend. To you, my friend, is through love, faith, and creativity. Now, God bless. Dr. Rob Kiltz, mind, body, smile.